Greetings again, my friends. Praise the Lord for the wonderful gift of life. I've been reading through the book of Hebrews, and there's just so much in the book of Hebrews. It's just endless, it seems like, verse after verse and phrase after phrase that is so deep and meaningful if one just stops and ponders and meditates on it. But I thought this morning I would bring a couple verses out that exhort us to be faithful. And that's my exhortation to you this morning, to be faithful, to grow in the Lord. As the scriptures say, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1. I should have taken note before I made the call, but here we are. And it's chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore is speaking of Jesus, the great high priest, having come and spoken to us, how much more that we should obey him than the prophets gone before. So therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So God is exhorting us to give heed to the things that we have heard, lest we let them slip. And it literally means run out as leaking vessels. So it is very easy. Our Christian life tends to ebb and flow. Sometimes we are feeling strong and courageous and close to the Lord, and then other times we might be slacking off in prayer and Bible reading and just not having that same earnestness in pressing in. And in those times, it is so easy to let things slip or let things leak out. We are leaky vessels. So the teaching, the preaching that we hear is very important, but it is also very important that we have our convictions built off the Word of God and firmly rooted in our hearts, that we not sway and be moved when we are not feeling as strong in the Lord. You know, the Christian life cannot be based off of feeling. Faith and feeling are two different things. Faith goes much deeper, and it's much more consistent than feelings. In my experience, I grew up older Amish, and it has been a grief to me to see how many of my people end up finding some truth and embracing it, but then coming out of the Amish and casting things to the wind, and very soon the way out in the world in a much worse off place than what they were before. And that's a grief. The rest of the people that see those types of people go, it closes their mind up further to the idea of there being anything good in leaving. I myself have left, and I have determined to be faithful, but that doesn't mean I will be. But as long as I have that determination and that firm resolve, and I'm walking in faith, embracing the Lord, then I won't cast things off or let things leak out, as Hebrews 2 says here. And there's another several verses in chapter 3 that exhort us as well along the same lines. It says in verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." That departure can happen and sometimes does happen. That's why we are exhorted to not allow it to happen. Take heed, lest there be in you unbelief springing up and taking you away from God. Then 13 says, but. So here's the answer. Here's what we need to do. But exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And that's our vision and goal here at Fountain of Life, to exhort our listeners. And it goes so much beyond that, too. Each one of us should, in our daily life, be ready and willing to exhort our fellow believers into faithfulness, into steadfastness, and away from drifting away from the Lord. Hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin has a way of creeping in, little by little. And sometimes it starts in little and it picks up speed. What was just a wee little bit, just a cup full of sin, ends up turning into a wheelbarrow load and into a dump truck load and into a train load. It just grows. It does. We need to be aware of sin. Beware of it. And nip it in the bud as soon as it starts creeping in. If you feel yourself tempted to compromise on the word, deny a principle, or explain away a truth in the Bible, beware. That's sin. If we allow an evil heart of unbelief to convince us to drop this and drop that, that's clearly in the word of God, we are departing from the living God, and we need to exhort one another to not do that, to dig deeper in the word and try to find more truth and be obedient to all that we have heard and do know. It is those that endure to the end that will be saved. And my friends, I sure don't want to miss it. And I hope you have that same, I hope you're the same way, that you don't want to miss it. That will be a glorious day. What a day it will be when my Jesus I shall see. So, my friend, as the scriptures say, hold on to those things that you have been taught. Do not allow sin to deceive you. Exhort one another daily and walk in faith all the days of